In this bulletin, the federal government responds to the Aged Care Royal Commission's final report. The WHO concedes the COVID-19 pandemic will not likely end by the end of 2021. And in sport, an Australian spin bowler tests positive for COVID-19 in Pakistan. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic. The federal government admits it faces a tough task in implementing 148 recommendations made by a report into Australia's aged care system, but accepts the challenge. The Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety identified failures in the system, unacceptable levels of substandard care, and the need for significant reforms. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says $18 million will be spent for stronger oversight of home care packages. Mr. Hunt says there will also be more regulation against physical and chemical restraints, an issue that the Commission says is prevalent in the system.
We've accepted the Royal Commission's request to respond in full by the 31st of May. We will begin a governance training and funding program for, we expect, 3,700 senior leaders across boards and senior executive. We will put in place a new Aged Care Act, and that will be a significant process, but it's based on a simple concept of respect for the individual.
The government has pledged $452 million to improve the sector and says there will be more money in the May federal budget. The leader of the Greens is urging the federal government to conduct its own independent inquiry into a rape allegation against a cabinet minister. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the minister accused of a rape in the 1980s is rejecting the allegation, which was referred to police last year. The complainant took her own life and the investigation was suspended, but the Greens want the government to conduct their own inquiries. Leader Adam Bandt says Scott Morrison has the ability to stand down the accused minister from cabinet while the matter is unresolved.
By keeping the minister on and not standing him down, the Prime Minister is sending a terrible message to the whole country.
And listeners seeking sexual assault information or support can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. The final report from Victoria's Mental Health Royal Commission is due to be tabled today, and the government is vowing to rebuild the state's broken care system. An interim report said shortcomings in the sector are preventing people from obtaining the support that they need, and that large-scale reforms will take time. That early report also put forward recommendations about a new approach to mental health treatment, such as using people with lived experience to design and deliver residential services. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has already promised to implement all recommendations. The World Health Organization says global coronavirus cases have increased for the first time in 7 weeks. The renewed escalation in reported infections are taking place in the Americas, Europe, Southeast Asia, and the Eastern Mediterranean. Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says it is due to the relaxing of public health measures, a rise in new variants, and people relaxing their vigilance.
Vaccines alone will not keep you safe. Vaccines will help to save lives. But if countries rely solely on vaccines, they are making a mistake. This is a global crisis that requires a consistent and coordinated global response.
WHO's Emergencies Program Chief Dr. Mike Ryan says it would be premature and unrealistic to assume the pandemic will cease by the end of the year, but hospitalizations, deaths, and serious illness can be reduced. African countries have begun mass COVID-19 inoculation using vaccines supplied through the COVAX Equitable Vaccine Sharing Scheme. Ivory Coast is one of the first to benefit from the UN-backed COVAX distribution initiative. Ghana is also launching its vaccination drive this week. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the world isn't safe until all countries are vaccinated.
So we recognise that none of us are safe until we're all safe. It's doable, but we've got to galvanise the effort, the will, the logistics on the ground, which is why this first rollout, a mass rollout in Côte d'Ivoire, on top of the other initial rollouts in Ghana and other countries that we've seen, is so important.
Mass protests against the coup in Myanmar are showing no signs of slowing down, with monks among those campaigning in Mandalay against the military's seizing of power. Myanmar's democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi was detained last month and supporters are pushing for her release. A United Nations report states security forces have killed at least 18 people after reports of police opening fire into crowds on Sunday. Ms. Suu Kyi is facing two new criminal charges, including violation of communication laws, appearing in court via video link on Monday. It's the first time her lawyer, King Meng Zhao, has seen her since she was detained, but he explains that viewing access is limited.
The judge said we are not permitted because we didn't have, up to that time, the power of attorney from her. But we can hear from the outside.
The next court hearing will be on March the 15th. To sport now, an Australian leg spinner, Fawad Ahmed, has tested positive for COVID-19 in Pakistan. His infection has caused a Pakistan Super League match to be postponed. The 39-year-old Perth Scorchers veteran has been ordered into isolation after the positive result. His club, Islamabad United, was set to meet the Quetta Gladiators, but the Pakistan Cricket Board rescheduled the game for Tuesday. And moving on to today's weather. In Perth, a shower or two, possible storm, 31 degrees. Mostly sunny in Adelaide today, 25 degrees. 17 degrees in Melbourne, mostly cloudy. A shower or two in Hobart, 15 degrees. 25 in Canberra, sunny. Similar in Sydney today, 24 degrees. Brisbane, a possible storm, 33. 26 in Cairns and 32 in Darwin, partly cloudy. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovich.